You are listening to Concert Blast.
Concert Blast.
I'm Barbara Turner from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Sarah. I'm Ron Hickory, and you're listening to the Concert Blast.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin seas, for I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike along with
Tom Thompson
and Brian Hasbrook.
And today we're at the Wild Horse Saloon one more time.
That's right.
Once again, we're here to relive our teenage years, and we're going to be seeing who, Brian?
Styx.
And Styx is going to be here rocking the house here at the Wild Horse.
We also have some guests here tonight with us.
Oh, yeah. Today we have along with us again is my son, Justin. Hello, Justin.
What's going on, Concert Blast fans?
And so we also have a very special guest who was on our Paul McCartney review show a long time ago.
He was the Paul McCartney review show.
Yeah, he
It was the review show. That's right. It is Tim Baines. Hello, Tim.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here again. I love Styx and Paul McCartney.
Tim, you brought a guest with you, actually.
It's my beautiful wife, Cindy Lou.
I love Styx.
There you go. We're backstage, actually, and we're about to go see Styx and say hi to them. So here we go. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Trent Bailey from Paducah, Kentucky, but now from Nashville.
Now from Nashville. You got smart, huh?
Yeah, I moved here for college.
Oh, you did? What college are you going to?
David Lipscomb University.
And you said you were on our what show?
The show for the Alice Cooper Show in The Ryman.
Hey, anybody out here like Styx? I'm trying to find some... Oh, a whole crew of you. Okay, wait a minute. First of all, what's your name?
George Telfer.
And?
Sylvia Roberts.
Melody Telfer.
Barbara Turner.
Jeff Stone.
Jeff, can you lead these guys in a rendition of some of the Styx songs? Here?
I believe Melody can.
Come here, Melody. All right, if I say this right here, y'all finish the sentence. Ready? Welcome to the
brand new region.
Come on in and
see what's happening.
Pay the price.
Get your tickets for the show.
Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum.
Oh, mama. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
Thank you!
Snowblind.
What's that about? You got a problem, lady? What's your name?
Roberta.
Roberta here is talking about snowblind. If you know the words and what it's all about, then you got a problem. We need to have her checked out before we get any further. Keep her away from the band. Hey, girls. Now, you're handling something here that I hadn't seen in ages. Matter of fact, I've never seen one of these. What's this big old CD here?
Caught in the Act Live.
Caught in the Act Live by Styx on an album.
Double album.
It's pretty hot up here. It might melt.
Oh, I left the vinyl at home.
Oh, okay. You can get some autographs on you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I hope Dennis signs that tonight.
Oh. You got to be kidding me. Thank you.
Okay, tell us what are some of your favorite Styx songs.
Oh, lady. Of course, Renegade. Come Sail Away.
This can go on and on. Actually, you could just read it.
Read it off here. Of course. Here we go. The best of times.
Exactly.
Sweet Madam Blue.
Everyone,
I'm losing my voice already. Oh, we can't forget Mr. Roboto. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
How about Crystal?
Crystal Ball.
Thank you.
My voice is gone.
So tell us who you're here with.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Linda Van Owens from Fort Campbell.
Fort Campbell, you in the Army?
My husband is.
Is he? 101st?
Absolutely.
Is he home?
Yes, he is, with the children where they should be! Just kidding.
Well, God bless him for protecting our country.
Absolutely.
And for you, protecting the family while he's protecting the country.
I try.
And thank you, Sergeant Vargas, for watching my little Rugrats.
There you go. Yeah. That's right. Well, we just came back from the meet and greet with Styx. Well, that was quick, wasn't it?
Well, it was quick and short, wasn't it? I was so offended they did not remember me. I saw them back in 1976, and I told them about it, and they didn't remember. I told them I was out in the crowd screaming their names, and they didn't remember me. I'm offended.
I'll be offended too, then.
Yeah, I'm not coming back here tomorrow night.
I don't think I will either.
But at least we got a picture of us, you know, which you'll see on the website, so that was good.
Yeah, that's right. Get on concertblast.com and check us all out, because we had to do one big group shot. So you'll see Tim and Cindy and Justin with us on our website, and I'm sure you'll see that for a long time. Don't you?
I'd say so, definitely. Most definitely.
So is it showtime yet, Brian?
It's getting there, man.
Okay.
I don't like all the smoke, though. It obscures pictures.
Oh, I think it makes the pictures look neat.
Who's got the camera, man?
That's you. You're the man.
I'm the man.
Okay, Concert Blast is about to go take our seats, and we'll see if we can talk some people in the crowd. Oh, we got a singer over here, huh?
Not anymore.
Go ahead.
You used to be a singer?
What?
Come on, we are strong, real loud.
Right.
Here we go. Talking to anyway.
I'm Kim. This is Judy.
you from?
I'm from Franklin.
Franklin. And you're from where?
Franklin.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Laura from Maryland.
And you live in Franklin now? Well, you got a big Styx fans here?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen Styx before?
No. No.
Really?
I was too young when they toured the first time.
That was good. I definitely wasn't.
Good answer, Judy. I was too young the first.
What songs do you know about Styx that you really, really, really like?
Renegade and Sail Away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course, Mr. Roboto. Who doesn't know that?
Wonder if we'll hear that.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Hey, that's the only one my 21-year-old niece recognized.
Yes, great talking to you guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you getting ready for Styx?
Oh, yeah. Bring them on.
How about you, Brian?
I'm ready.
Well, the stage looks like it's already set up.
Tell us your name and who you're with.
My name is Amy, and I'm with Gibson Showcase.
So tell us what you do for Gibson.
I do entertainment relations. And.
Oh, hello, I'm Mike Arnold, by the way. I'm an entertainer.
Yeah. We're all entertainers.
This is Tom, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, I do all the bookings for Gibson Showcase. So my mom grew up with Tommy Shaw.
Wow.
Yeah. Know each other?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tommy got you in tonight?
No.
Boston.
My boss actually did.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mr. Gibson himself.
No, but I know my mom and Tommy were close.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Tommy might be listening to this. What's your mom's name?
Her name was Lucretia Whetstone. How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go, Tommy.
Wow, there you go.
You cannot forget a name like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome.
For the show. What about you, man?
I'm ready.
All right, man.
It looks like in about 5 minutes, Styx will be hitting the stage.
I've been ready. I think everybody else is ready, too. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's a packed place tonight. All three levels are full completely.
Really, it really is. It's nice to see a full crowd here.
Look at all this. Come on! The crowd's into it tonight. It's funny to watch this because we're just pointing and they're screaming.
Amazing how many people are really looking at you that you don't even realize it.
I know it. Yes. I just wish everybody had a car so they know what to do and listen to this.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a real big cider.
But anyway, it's like Styx is about to hit the stage.
You know what? I think it's got to be close to sold out. I mean, there is not an empty seat anywhere.
And there's like a crowd out front, outside, that's, I don't know if they're waiting, trying to get in or what.
I noticed that too.
I don't know, but man, this place is packed and they're ready for Styx. It's going to be loud in here.
Yes, it is, because it's already loud.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw Mike Davis walk by and he said, yeah, Tommy Shaw needs some sweet tea before he goes on.
Really?
What a great song before Styx comes on.
Alice Cooper, School's Out.
Absolutely.
Thank the Wild Horse Saloon for allowing us to come in here and do this show for all you people out there tonight.
Absolutely. It's great to be appreciated, and Mike Davis has definitely been a great help.
And it looks like here comes Styx. There goes the lights, and there goes the crowd.
Yep, here they come. I see J.Y.
And here comes the band. J.Y.'s out front, holding his hand to his ear like I can't hear you. Tommy Shaw just walked over to the right side of the stage, facing the stage. And there goes the band.
All right, we're going to review the wonderful Styx show tonight here at the Wild Horse. And I tell you what, man, they started off with a bang, didn't they?
They did start off with a bang.
I tell you what, Tom's actually sounding a little Wild Horse tonight, man. He's getting a little...
I was screaming, yelling, and I mean, every song, man, I was screaming as loud as I could, singing along with these guys.
All right, man, this first song is you could start singing already. When they hit the stage, they just threw their arms up and everybody welcomed them. They're screaming at the top of their lungs. And, of course, they started into the first song of the night,
Blue Collar Man.
Sounded great.
He sure did.
And what was amazing with that is seeing Tommy playing lead.
Yeah, he did a lot of lead, though.
He really did.
He did a lot of lead. I mean, J.Y. is more prominent stuff, but Tommy plays some beautiful, a lot of beautiful acoustic. But, yeah, lead guitar a lot tonight.
And there were some dual guitar leads.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
This next song started off with a drummer. He did like a little intro roll, and then he broke right into the intro of this next song, the old famous song,
The Grand Illusion.
Welcome to the Grand Illusion. Come on in and see what's happening. Pay the price, get your tickets for the show. The stage is set, the band starts playing. Suddenly your heart is pounding, wishing secretly you were a star.
What really surprised me on that song is how well the keyboard player sounded.
I agree with that, man. I was kind of like, wow, this guy is really, really, really good, and the vocals were high and clear.
Obviously, we're talking about Lawrence. Did he have a range on him or what?
He really
man,
did.
Man, I
he
was
really
shocked.
Did. And, man, he was so excited. You know, this keyboard, it would spin around, and he'd spin around with it. He'd play it backwards. He'd play it forwards. I mean, you name it, he was playing it great.
I think he got an old merry-go-round playground thing.
He had to.
And just screwed a keyboard to it so he just... Vroom.
I think you're right, man.
I'd like to know how many times he was hitting the back as he... Because he runs around it, you know, as it spins.
He does.
He tries to catch up and jump on before he gets slapped with it.
Yeah. Speaking of the keyboard, this keyboard also started the next song, which was a big shock to me as they went right into the song Lorelei.
When I think of Lorelei, my head turns all around. As gentle as a butterfly, she moves without a sound. I call her.
That was one song that one of my favorites, and I did not expect to hear it tonight.
After Lorelei, that's when Tommy yells out, "Hello, friends! We're in Nashville, Tennessee tonight."
And you know, he was excited, you could tell.
You just hear the city being mentioned. You don't say, "Hello, friends."
That's right.
I thought that was kind of unusual.
Yes.
But I liked it.
Well, he's an Alabama boy. He's all right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They broke into the next song with a song that I'm not familiar with, and we're probably all not familiar with, because we're not familiar with the songs after Dennis DeYoung left the band.
Right.
And this is one called One With Everything.
He said, "We're going to go to the past here, way past there." Another one of their greatest hits from the past. And that song is
Lady.
That was basically the song that put him on the map anyway.
I think so, too.
How old is that? That's got to be early 70s, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
I guess about 72, maybe.
And what was amazing is the vocals, guys. They sounded like the record.
I didn't know this, but J.Y. got on keys, and he did some keys to add to the song as well, which sounded really neat.
Tommy got back behind that microphone, and then the next song, one of their biggest hits by far,
Too Much Time On My Hands. Is it any wonder I've got too much time on my hands?
was a little hand clap, right?
They didn't even need to do it. Everybody else will take care of that for them.
They did.
Yeah, the claps.
That was very cool.
Yeah, you know.
Tommy actually spun the microphone around and got everybody singing at parts of it. Yeah.
Some parts of something, he just turned it right over to the crowd.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, they sounded good, too.
And the crowd sang. You're right about that.
Better believe it.
But the next song was a big surprise. From their cover album called The Big Bang Theory, it came out with a Beatles standard. And, man, did this sound good or what?
Yeah, Lawrence sang this coming song, and he sounded great.
And the song is
I am the Walrus.
I am the Eggman.
Another song that J.Y. stepped up to and started singing. He got the crowd to scream as he walked from one side to the other. And as he walked from one side to the other, he said something about, this is some guitar music. And he went to a little short guitar lead. And then that guitar lead led right into a song called Midnight Ride.
Talking about going back. Oh, it's real old.
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I've heard it, too. I don't hardly remember how far back it goes.
I think J.Y. wanted everybody to know that he could play guitar, and he definitely could play guitar. Yeah, lead we're talking about on that song.
I never really had a doubt on that one.
He still got it, too. Lawrence stood up, broke into one of their biggest hits out there, which is
Sweet Madam Blue.
I tell you what, man, the keyboard sounded great on that song, did they not?
It actually builds up, and then the guitar breaks in. I always love that part, man.
Great anticipation, man. It was so cool.
The next song is what Brian really liked.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You were waiting for this all night long, weren't you?
I told you, if they don't play that, I'm walking out, man.
There's J.Y. right there. Hey, J.Y. Hey. Then they went to the song and one of Brian's favorite Stick songs of all time.
No. Well, J.Y. just walked by. My favorite Stick song.
Make sure you get that right, Mike.
Crystal Ball.
Tell me, won't you tell me, and then tell me again. My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me, I just gotta know.
Tell you what, Thomas Shaw sounded great.
You notice how he accentuated Crystal Ball? I mean, I was listening to him sing it. They were being very explicit how they punched.
What was
that
neat
song.
About that was Tommy talked about writing that song for everybody to get out there who have dreams, to dream big, because when he wrote that song, it really, really made a difference, I think, on his career.
I always love that song because it builds on itself.
It
starts out very simply, just acoustic guitar, and then builds to a full-blown rock song. And I just love it, man.
As he strummed his acoustic guitar, he talked about being from Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, he did. You know what? He got a pretty good cheer on that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
There must be some Bama fans out there, man.
Oh, no, not in Tennessee.
Not in Tennessee.
I was fixing to say there
are some Bama fans here, but not when Tennessee's in town.
I wouldn't think so.
Tim and Cindy had to leave before we did this review, but Tim was waiting for this one all night long. They announced a special guest to come out. One of the original members of the band, which happens to be...
the bass player.
Which is...
Chuck Panazzo.
And he looked good, didn't he?
He looked very good, man. He's
built.
He's strong looking, man. He's looking good.
He did look very healthy and good. There's no doubt about it.
And they went right into the song with Tommy on the acoustic, Ricky on the guitar, Chuck on the bass, as they went into...
Fooling Yourself.
Trouble, man, I can tell. You got it all.
that's another great song that acoustic really stands out. So wonderful.
This next song is when Tom got a little excited.
I got very excited. I'm just a little excited.
Jay Wild walked to the edge of the stage, and he gets everybody clapping, and the bass drum pounds. And you know, if you've ever seen Styx before, what's coming up?
Yeah, because they built that song up so good, and like Mike says, you knew he was ready to rock and roll, because that's Jay Wild's. Got to be his favorite song to play.
It's almost like his personal anthem, man.
I think so, too.
But the thing is, did you notice that little hook at the beginning? Tommy started into that. I was expecting Jay Wild to start, but Tommy actually started.
Yep, I'm with you there. Well.
And he says, are you ready? Are you ready for Miss America?
Yes, and I definitely was. I know that. The background vocals on that, I mean, they stood out just absolutely excellent.
This next song is what I loved how they did this. Everybody left the stage. Lawrence is out there by himself. He's behind the keys. He's doing a little tickling of the ivories there. And when he comes out, he gets up there and he gets everybody to sing some classic rock songs.
Yes.
At first, he's just getting everybody to say, yeah, 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 yeah.
He was, man. Everybody's doing it, too.
Amazing how if anybody tries to get a crowd to sing, that's basically what they do.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
Anywhere.
No matter what the song's going to be.
Yeah.
Then he said, I think I hear you calling my name now, hush. Yeah. Hush.
That was good.
And then the crowd's supposed to sing the next verse, and they didn't know.
Nobody knew it.
They sang it. Now they sang the first verse all over again.
Yeah. He laughed. He said, no! He
says, all over just the same. Now, you guys are supposed to know this is Nashville, man.
Yeah, what's wrong with y'all?
He went into another one. Okay. He goes, we don't need none. Everybody goes, education. Then he did a line of Fat Bottom Girls, and then they went into a line of a Black Sabbath song.
War Pigs.
And you know what? He was kind of surprised that the crowd knew that, too.
Yes. And
cool. I think you could go into a crowd from about 8 to 80, and somebody's going to be able to sing that song.
I think you're right.
True. But then they started into the song, and Lawrence really got everybody going and going well. Chuck came back out on that song. Ricky was out on that song. We had two bass players.
Yeah, first time I ever seen two bass players on stage together, unless it was like one big old jam.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, though. You don't see that too often.
We started off with just Lawrence on the keys, and then the band come out, and then Lawrence jumped up on top of the keyboard.
He did.
And he's standing on the keyboard with one foot on the seat, one foot on the keyboard.
And you know what? He kind of built the crowd up. He kind of teased them a little bit. And then what was great about, he hit those first notes, and the crowd went crazy, and they broke into the next song, which is
Come Sail Away.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin seas, for I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me.
Talking about the crowd singing that song, I think they sang that song louder. More people knew the words to that song than I think any song they've got.
Justin was singing.
Even Justin.
Were you singing, Justin?
Oh, yeah, he was singing.
He knew that song.
Yeah, I knew this song, actually. And I was in show choir in my senior year in high school, and we had to do that as a cover for one of our songs.
Really?
So it's kind of good memories for me.
Well, that's very cool.
And right before they left the stage, confetti blew up all over the place.
It was very cool.
Then the band left the stage, and as they left the stage, here's what it sounded like. The confetti went everywhere at the end of closing song, Come Sail Away.
Oh, man.
And that got the crowd going, and you can still hear them yelling crazy. They're going nuts.
Woo, I'm telling you what, man. How'd you like all the confetti?
I love that. We're probably, 60 feet away, and that it hit us.
Oh, yeah. You think they want more, Mike?
Well, it sounds like it. Some more sticks?
Oh yeah, Renegade!
Oh yeah! make sure everything was in check here. You got blue lights shining on the drum sets. And here they come.
They're ready. Oh, wow.
It's like they're throwing out, the drummer is actually throwing out sticks, drum heads. And they're throwing out bags that says sticks on them.
Yeah.
Slinging them out of the crowd. Oh. They're throwing out picks, drum heads, bags, all kinds of stuff. And here's some more sticks. And as they come back on stage, you hear this crowd is going crazy, aren't
they? It's ready for more. I'm telling you what, man.
It really was. That was a loud crowd tonight, man. I mean, loud.
There's a lot of people there. I don't know. It might be more than Pat Benatar had, and she sold out, too.
It was close.
Well, did you notice they had tables almost like they were about 2 feet wide by 6 feet, and they were laid out long ways. So you can have like six people in about 3 feet of space.
You didn't see any couches?
Oh, no. No couches. Nope. No comfort spot. It was a small table.
When they came back out, it was another song that we weren't very familiar with, and Tommy announced the song as something that they call Everything All the Time. After this song, they got together and they started just doing this little weird-sounding jam.
I didn't quite get it.
I didn't get it either.
Well, you know, one thing I didn't get, it kept going and going and going. I'm like, okay, guys.
What are you breaking into?
Yeah.
They deliberately misled you. Yes. To mess you up, man.
And that did mislead me because I wouldn't expect them to go into the song they did.
No. I mean, after that, I said, well, it's not what I thought it was going to be, man.
No way. I mean, there's no way you could have guessed that next song.
And that next song was
Renegade.
At the end of that song, they crashed out the night. Tommy did a lot of talking to the crowd and saying, can we come back here? And he says, well, if you keep that up, we'll move here. How's that? But anyway, the crowd was very receptive to Styx tonight. They waved goodbye, said goodnight, and they left the stage and listened to the crowd and what the fans thought about the show. All kinds of beach balls they're throwing out now. It says sticks on them, black and white. More drum heads, towels. JY shaking hands.
I want a beach ball, man. I want a beach ball.
Yeah, well, the bump is not bouncing them around. They're keeping them.
Yeah.
Lawrence has a hockey stick. You wouldn't mind having that, huh?
They're throwing out hockey sticks now?
No, not yet. He's got one. Oh, he might have just
maybe they got
up.
Maybe they got some pucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're bowing. Good night to everybody. Hand in hand, all lined across. Chuck's out there with them. And everybody's going around shaking hands and waving goodbye. Jay was actually signing autographs. Michelle's throwing up peace signs as he leaves the stage.
Yeah, man, I tell you what a great show.
That was an excellent concert tonight.
What did you think about the show tonight?
It was awesome. I had a great time.
Yes! What was your favorite part?
Renegade.
Renegade.
Loved it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Is there something they didn't play you want to hear?
They didn't play Mr. Roboto.
Oh, yeah. All right. Take care. What do you think about the show tonight?
Oh, it was great.
I saw you dancing on the chairs, man.
Oh, yes.
What's your name?
Trent. Trent. It's out of this world.
Where are you from, Trent?
Kentucky.
What part?
Grayson. I drove 2.5 hours to get here.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yes. It's well worth it.
You'd go see him again, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, Trent, thank you for talking to us.
All right, thank you.
Hey, what's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
And you like the Stick Show?
Love it.
You're still dancing.
You're right, I've been jamming out all night long.
What's the best part you like?
Oh, every bit of it. I love it. They put on a great show tonight. Great show.
You're wearing a cross. Does that mean something to you?
Wearing the Bible Belt, baby.
You in the bubble now.
That's right.
All right. Take care. Thank you for talking to us. How about you?
Oh, I'm having fun.
Just having fun.
I was born having fun.
Nothing wrong with that. How about you? What's your name?
Oh, I'm Tara. How are you?
Hey, Tara. Well, Tara, did you have a good time tonight, Sticks?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
This is Johnny Vasquez.
And Johnny, did you like the show tonight?
I loved it. It was great.
Good what show. Was your favorite part of the show?
I mean, the whole show.
Everybody's saying the whole show.
It's the soon-to-be world-famous Oscar right here. CD comes out this week.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a plug for your CD coming out.
It's going to be Johnny Vasquez, my best.
Your best of what?
My best. Just the best of my two first CDs.
It's all good. It's always your best.
Oh, there you go.
It's called She's an Army of One. It's a beautiful song. It's a tribute to all the female soldiers in the Army, in all the armed forces.
Well, God bless you, Johnny, for doing that.
Well, thank you. God bless all the female soldiers that are serving our country.
Well, God bless you for saying that, man.
Well, thank you.
Tell me what you thought was the best part of the show tonight.
That keyboard that spun around.
Oh, yeah.
I used to play piano for 9 or 10 years, and my piano did not do that. My mom made me cry on the piano every night.
That was pretty cool.
That was very cool.
Okay, now what's your name?
Brad.
Hi, Brad. Tell us about your business.
It's the best one there is in Nashville. It's AAA Music Seat Limousines. Nashville's longest and oldest, best-running limousine service.
And the limousine of Concert Blast.
The longest and the best, baby.
Thank you for picking us up tonight and bringing us out here.
Hey, it's no problem, buddy. Anytime, any place.
Thank you a ton, Brad.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, my man. Anytime.
How'd you like it, Justin?
I was really surprised. I mean, they did a real good job. They had a lot of hits. And, you know, some of which you just forget about. But once they get on stage, oh, man, they have awesome stage presence. Really getting the crowd involved. I loved it.
Yes, sir. He sounds like his old man there for a minute.
He'll get over it, I'm sure, man.
It's Concert Blast scale time, guys.
Well, the show was a very good show. I really liked it. I tell you what, I have to say, and I wouldn't expect him to say this, but I didn't miss Dennis DeYoung tonight.
No way.
Lawrence did an outstanding job playing and singing and carrying on.
And
but
I'm not so sure he didn't have a larger, wider vocal range, man.
So after saying all that, I will say this. I will give this show a 9.8.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a clean show, baby.
It was a clean show.
That's he got a fever.
I don't think Mike's ever rated a 9.8 show.
One other time, Alice Cooper last year at the Ryman.
Okay, that was a great show. You're right there.
One other time, and this was a great show, too.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay,
leaves us flat here. But
that's right. I was very, very much excited about the show. I hadn't seen Sticks in probably, 4 or 5 years. I was real curious on how well the show was going to go besides just Tommy and JY. Tell you what, all the guys in the band, y'all sounded great. I was very, very, very impressed with the background vocals and all the vocals. I mean, it really, really sounded great live.
Great harmonies, wasn't it?
Very good harmonies. I mean, the musicianship was excellent. The only negative thing is when they did their encore, it was a song that, I don't think too many people heard. I probably would have picked a little bit different song besides that song. But otherwise, that's the only negative thing I saw there. But I'm definitely going to have to rate the show 9.8 just with Mike.
Wow. I guess I got to, you know, just... Keep it up. Let me stand up. Let me stand up straighter. It ain't gonna work.
It's right.
All right, man.
Talk deep.
I'll tell you, my review is very simple. I thought it was a great show. It was really good to see Chuck Panazzo out there, man.
It was.
It's really good. I didn't know he was here. Maybe he just came in just for the show. I don't know. And it was really good to see him. He was looking good, sounded good. Strangest thing I ever seen: a couple bass players out there at the same time. But I love the set. I was expecting to hear new music, so it didn't surprise me when we did. I kind of agree with Tom. I didn't want it on an encore, though. But all in all, when it's said and done, I'm sure I'll think of stuff they didn't play by the time I get home.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
But I'll keep it up there with about a 9.6 myself, man.
There you go.
All right, man.
So we got an average of about a 9.75 or so.
That's the highest average, I think, of any
9.667
show.
9.667 something.
Hey, something. There you go.
All right.
Hey, Justin, what did you think? If you wanted to rate it 1 to 10, what would you say?
1 to 10. Well, actually, this might be surprising to y'all, but I miss Mr. Roboto.
Oh,
really did. Yeah. I know a lot of people. Don't like that song.
Me.
But I do. And so I'm definitely going to say it was a good show, but I'm going to go with a flat 9.
9.0 with
still
Justin. That's great. If you get in the 9s, that's just awesome.
You didn't hear a song. Some people do that, man. You don't hear your song.
Yeah, that's right. You don't hear your favorite
songs.
Yeah,
too, man. They got a bunch of them.
Okay, I didn't hear Light Up. I didn't hear Snowblind.
Light Up, yeah.
Which I wouldn't expect in really neither one of them, actually. Yeah. And I was expecting Mr. Roboto, Justin. I have to agree with you. But I'm not going to hold that against him because they played so many good ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here comes Mike. And so here's Mike Davis just walks up. And how are you doing, Mr. Davis?
Hey, tell us about who's coming up.
Wild Horse Saloon, Friday night, October 26th. Halo and Natini. Got the new shoes. I got my new shoes on. Saturday night, our first annual Halloween Bash with Christy's X,
which is a Billy Joel cover band.
Thank you very much. Followed by the Devonshires, which is the English cover band. Followed by Guilty Pleasure. Guilty Pleasures is the 30-piece 80s rock band.
30-piece?
30.
Oh, my God. And you're in this band?
Wow. 30 members. Yeah, I'm the guy that tunes the guitars. You'll see me back behind the amplifier.
Yeah, in November, you got a bunch of good shows coming.
Well, don't forget about all October. The Blues Traveler will be here.
When's Blues Traveler going to be here?
Sunday night, October 28th. Followed by Chris Cagle, November 10th, and Chris Cornell, November 14th. Thank you very much. Followed by Highway 101, the 23rd of November, and Miley Cyrus's father,
Billy Ray Cyrus,
will be here on the 24th. Just added Keith Anderson on November 30th.
Let's talk about December 8th.
Let's don't leave out Mr. Shaw and his good buddy Jack. We'll be here on December 8th with the Shaw Blades show. Bring a little bit of the Night Ranger, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of fun, a little bit of the Sticks. It's just a big show. It's like a 3-hour show. Plus, all their friends in town will be here to play with them, too. They'll invite all kinds of guys in.
Because it's my birthday party here at the Wild Horse, December 8th. Be here.
Yeah. That's right.
You'll see that on Ticketmaster. Go on site. It says birthday party bash. The 15th is Scrap Metal.
And tell everybody who Scrap Metal is.
Scrap Metal is Mark Slaughter, the Nelson Brothers, and the drummer, Night Ranger.
Kelly Kay.
Thank you, Kelly, local guy.
Yep.
And special guest. I'm not going to give it all away. You guys got to come see the show and see who the special guests are. But many guests will be on stage. There should be about 10 or 15 big stars. Rock stars from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2020s. Feature stars. Followed by Aaron Neville. December 16th, New Year's Eve. Ambrosia.
And?
John Forcoli.
Yes.
And Terry Sylvester from the Hollies. Long, cool woman in a black dress.
Yeah.
And Craig Morgan. And then the Devonshires are closing the night out.
Sound like nothing but a party.
And then Amy Winehouse, February 21st. The Gypsy Kings, February 27th.
And, of course, you can always go to the Wild Horse Saloon website and find out all this stuff, too.
Anytime, you're always welcome here at the Wild Horse Saloon, and I appreciate all you guys do, and all the cast are outstanding. I share them with everybody I know. I send them all over the country. I just have my big email blast. When you guys send me the link, I blast it out. So every week, you guys can count on me for getting thousands of new listeners. One day, we're going to have you guys your own little booth in here to work the shows.
Cool. There you go.
Take care, man.
Okay, man.
Definitely, we'll be there.
So anyway, make sure everybody signs on to concertblast.com and actually vote for us.
There's a link on the right-hand side.
Absolutely, and be sure to download at least once and go to all your computers at work and over your friends' houses and everything else. Download early and often, man.
And speaking of friends, tell all your friends about Concert Blast. Get the word out. Let us know what we're doing right. Let us know what we can improve on, and we really appreciate you listening to us.
Shoot us an email, man.
Absolutely.
ConcertBlast@gmail.com. All right. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off.
And with our special guest,
Justin signing off.
Till next time, God bless you. See ya.
Woo, take care.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.